Thank you, Mr. Chair. The United States acknowledges the importance, as expressed by other high contracting parties, of the need to monitor developments in science and technology as they relate to the objectives and purposes of the CCW. We also thank the Swiss delegation for their presentation. We note the proposal to include science and technology on the agenda in 2018 and would like to make several points on this issue. First, we believe that national weapons reviews are the most effective process for ensuring that new weapons are capable of being used in compliance with international humanitarian law. Second, we do not believe it would be productive to engage in generalized discussions about weapons with emerging technologies in the CCW. Our time for discussions in the CCW is limited, especially given the current financial situation. We need to prioritize discussions on conventional weapons like IEDs and MOTAPAM that currently present serious humanitarian concern. Third, as we have learned in the ongoing discussions on laws, our discussions should be based on science and technology as it is actually used in weapon systems, rather than on conjecture or hypothetical applications of this technology. In this regard, we are also concerned that many of our delegations do not have the relevant expertise to engage in substantive and informed discussions on developments in science and technology. Fourth, we stress that developments in S&T are generally positive and can often be used to advance the objectives and purposes of this convention. Finally, we think it would be premature to establish an informal group of experts on this subject. Thank you, Mr. Chair.